on this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. We've covered so much in our Arizona Hour, but we're not done yet. And if you think it's taken a little while for our reservoirs to fill up, it was in March of 1930. The Coolidge Dam was dedicated, and it took 40 years for the San Carlos Lake Reservoir to completely fill up. Cowboy humorist Will Rogers remarked that if that was my lake, I would mow it. But we don't have to mow it today. Thankfully, it's full, and most of our reservoirs are full, as we talked about earlier. But this segment, we talk about our Arizona staycation. We have our winner from last week to tell us about your trip to Wickenburg. Janet, how long have you been in Arizona, and had you ever been to Wickenburg before?
Romy, I have been in Arizona since 1995 from Chicago. And yes, but not like this. I have been to just a stop at the hospital and a little Mexican restaurant, but not like this. Not like this trip.
And hopefully that stop to the hospital was it wasn't for personal reasons.
No.
Perfect. So you arrive at Sanderson Ford. What vehicle did you take?
Well, actually, John at Sanderson Ford had it picked for me, and because of where I live, he delivered it to me.
Very nice.
And he, yes, beautiful. And I got a 2019 Ford Escape, which was just great, beautiful. So he picked me out a good one. I have an Escape, but not quite as new, but it was great, fantastic.
Well, that's nice. So you didn't have to change any luggage at the dealership. You were able to
pack it all
at home.
No, and in fact, the other, it got picked up today. So. At the house. So it was, I can't say, you know, the only thank you he wanted for me was when I'm due to get another car, please give him a call. So he was a great guy, John Pratt.
And he'll take care of you at the point you are ready. So
yes.
You traveled to Wickenburg. Did you take Grand the whole way, or did you go up 17 Carefree Highway and then pick up Grand?
No, Grand and, because I came from Gilbert, okay, so 10 Grand and the 303.
Okay.
And
so
it was good.
You picked up Grand just above Surprise, and so you went through Whitman, Circle City, Moorestown, the Hacienda Preserve, into Wickenburg, and you go straight to the Flying E Ranch?
Yes, right straight to it.
And I have not been. Mom and Dad got a chance to go visit it a week or two ago, said it was phenomenal. What was your impression?
That's the word, Romy. Okay, phenomenal. From the people are... I mean, unbelievable. From checking in to the people with the food, chefs, the pool, the grounds, immaculate. Everybody loves their job. Everybody is just, okay, I never had been to like a dude ranch. I had never been. And it was just, I just can't say enough good. The people were just fantastic. And my mom, Georgine, should be the ambassador. Because I guess when Gary called, and she then got a hold of me and just said she was, I guess she talked to him for like 20 minutes. Talking up the place and everything. Just fantastic, Romy. Just fantastic.
So you went on this staycation with your mother?
I took my mother, yes.
Did y'all ride horses at all or just hang
out
and relax?
No. Did not. No horseback riding. did everything there and the eating and the people. Met a lot of really nice people. Then went into town and did some shopping and stuff like that. Like I said, then the pool, heated spa. The big thing, like I said, is the food and the people. The meals were fantastic, catered to what you wanted. I mean, it was nice. I would have liked to take one of those chefs home, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, Romy, wow, I got spoiled. And then the little happy hour and the snacks, homemade cookies and fruit and the tea and the lemonade and, oh my gosh.
Well, that's the Flying E Ranch, and that was in Wickenburg, and that was our March staycation winner. Janet, how was downtown when you went shopping?
It was nice. It was nice. It's a quaint little town and just nice little people. But I just have to share one little story that kind of was the highlight of the whole thing. Okay, this is the good one. So we came back after lunch, and my mom said, just leave the door open a crack. I said, you know what, I'm going to open up the windows. So I closed the door, and then I said, oh, I have to go to the car and get something. Well, guess what? I couldn't get out. So I'm like, the thing is spinning, the doorknob. And I'm like, so I threw the window. I knew people already. And I just said, I called one guy. I said, John, can you come to my door and try to get me out? And he's like, he's looking around because he didn't know. And I says, it's Janet. He came to the door, tried. And I said, we can't get out. And he said, no, and it's not budging. So he went, called Angie. And he said, we'll get a locksmith. They thought they were going to have to serve our dinner then. They thought they were going to have to serve the dinner through the windows like a little to-go. So I'm telling you. But the locksmith came, got out. We were able to get the dinner.
You know,
that was just quite amusing.
I bet that was just their trick. They were working that extra mile to get your dinner just ready, and they needed to keep you contained just a little while longer. I think that's what happened.
I don't know, but Romy, wait, one more thing. Then the everything that was included with the goodie basket from the Arizona cheese farms, from Arizona highways, everything, just everything. And, of course, the Visa gift card, just everything. I cannot say enough.
It
truly,
took,
truly, quite memorable little trip, I'm telling you.
It took us a lot of restraint not to break into that cheese basket.
Yeah, let me that was something.
And if you would like to win an Arizona staycation, you can at rosieonthehouse.com/travelAZ. We just draw our winner for April. Congratulations to Joseph Oliveira of Tempe, who will be traveling to Douglas. If you'd like to enter to win a staycation for May into the Catalina Mountains, you can do that between now and April 15th. Just rosieonthehouse.com/travelAZ, destinations that we have featured in our Arizona staycation. Brought to you by Sanderson Ford.